This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm Vic Vella. Friday was a day of gun control advocacy at the state legislature, and some Denver students were there to push for stricter gun laws. It started with students walking out of class and marching to the Capitol on the heels of the fatal shooting of a student outside of East High School. The school falls in Leslie Herod's House District.
They have told me directly how fearful they are to go to school, to walk to school, to be a young person today. Young people are telling me they're riddled with anxiety, they're strapped with fear, and they just want us to act as adults.
Democrats have introduced several gun control bills, one of which would require a 3-day waiting period for gun buyers. Its first hearing is Monday. There were two officer-involved shootings in southern Colorado this week. Pueblo County Sheriff's deputies shot and killed a man Wednesday after he fired shots at a home near an elementary school. Following a long standoff, a SWAT team entered the suspect's residence where gunfire was exchanged. He died at the scene. And the day before, El Paso County Sheriff's deputies arrested a man following a standoff where he was shot in the leg. The Colorado Rapids host their first home game of the season tonight against the Sporting Kansas City. That's at 7:30. And the Denver Nuggets beat Memphis last night, their seventh win in 8 games. Snow for the mountains tonight. Windy, fire danger high for the plains. You're listening to CPR News.